the source of love. Now that we have seen what love is not, let us look more closely at what love is and where it comes from. The origin of love can only be found in a place far beyond this material world. In fact, deep love cannot exist independently from the Supreme Lord, because He is the source and storehouse of everything. Those who lay claim to love without a connection to the Godhead may think they have valuable diamonds, but are actually in possession of only so much cut glass. Because they lack the essential spiritual connection, in reality they have nothing. Genuinely spiritual people, on the other hand, are automatically loving because they are conduits for God's own energy. As they radiate divine love, they naturally share it and help others to connect with it. Our longing for eternal love is a sign that we are out of our natural state. This temporary earthly condition does not fulfill us, because physical bodies and material interactions always come to an end. We want to be loved eternally because we are imperishable, spiritual beings for whom love is an expression of the soul. Ultimately, all major spiritual traditions confirm that we are loving entities who are out of place in the material world. They teach that we have a chance to experience far more love than we normally encounter in our daily lives. As we become more loving and make efforts to serve others, we gradually enter into the realm of divine love. When we offer such genuine love to others, we receive much more in return. Once we develop a deep spiritual connection, we begin to experience the greater pleasures that we had previously anticipated but did not find in material life. We discover a love that is endless, unlimited by time and circumstances, and completely fulfilling.